Altitude Broadcasting presents the Mr. and Mrs. Show.
Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Starring
the Mr.
Hey, I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
The Mrs.
So happy together.
And welcome, welcome, welcome to the Mr. and Mrs. Show! Yeah! That's Hello. How it goes. What, you a little chilly somewhere. Over there, mister?
Well, no, you know, you come in a little bit hot.
Yeah, that's how it goes in here. All right, anyways, introducing the Mr. and the Mrs. of the Mr.
How
and Mrs. Show.
Doing?
I don't know what that
what?
Is. I don't know how to take that.
I'm
but,
doing just fine.
That's right. Who do you think I'm talking to?
I like how she's laughing at it, but I'm like, I don't understand.
Well, you
so
don't
anyways,
understand.
It's just that. I don't understand. Anyways, thank you for joining us today. We were not here last week. We had a snow day here in the greater area of North Carolina, and we got a little let down last week.
We had snow in North Carolina? Yeah. No! Watch out! The milk and bread! They're gone!
I've never understood.
And the eggs.
Okay, that's the thing I don't get. Where did the eggs come into all of this? Because I always got the milk
Let
and
me
bread
tell you,
thing.
I know why for us, because we are on a plan. So, you know, the eggs, you have to have the eggs. That's like the most important part.
But also, eggs, like, I mean, I could live off
you
eggs.
You can make French toast. You get your bread and your eggs and your milk, and you're making French toast.
I've heard that. Somebody told me that this week, and I was like, really? I don't see a lot of charlatans making French toast.
No.
Well, you don't know. You're in your house because it snowed. You have no idea what they're doing.
You don't need it for that. I think you just need it. You just need eggs for well, eggs. I mean, it's protein.
From what I heard, what the whole story was, is when the roads, like when it snows and all that, sometimes the trucks can't get there in time for restock because the roads will be icy or something, so it might take 2 to 3 days. So you might be without milk or bread for a few days.
So it is true that the way that our food supply chain works in the United States, for the most part, is 2 to 3 days worth of stock in any one grocery store, right? So probably except for maybe Costco. So there's some, and that's probably one day because those people pile up the carts.
Oh,
but so if you were to have serious ice storm or snow. A lot of snow, but we also don't have the equipment to remove any ice or snow because it happens so infrequently. It's not cost effective. It's better to just kind of shut down for the couple of days that you need to. But you could very likely end up not being able to get your basics.
No.
I mean, I agree with you. I mean, you can't, but I mean, it's insane. I mean, we had a half an inch at our house. Maybe a half inch.
Yeah, but other parts of Charlotte received more snow.
They did.
We were, and if you think about it, just, you know, maybe 100 miles. So if you think a storm moves a couple of degrees in its path, and instead of a half an inch of snow, we could have easily had a lot more.
Well, I know. I understand that. But, babe, like, in the city of Charlotte, it wasn't that. Now,
I get that it ended up being a non-event.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish what I was saying.
No, I mean, I get that it was a non-event, but you can't plan. You can't just assume
what
that
were
it's
2 minutes
not
into the show?
Four, actually, sir.
Okay.
New record. So, ha.
Wow, we made it 4 minutes. All right.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, wow.
Snowmageddon. I love how we're still talking about snow. Now it's 60 degrees now outside. It's 50 to 60
it was
degrees.
72 yesterday.
Yeah. Which someone said it on Facebook. They were like, I love living in the South, but can I not experience all four seasons in less than 1 week? So,
Yes, yes. Well, none of the pools were open, so it's not like we really yeah. had summer.
Surprised about that, yeah.
Pools weren't open? Oh, my gosh. Whew.
What is that sound effect that you just made?
The mister's like really got a problem with this. As somebody who, you know, lived down here your entire life, you should have some healthy respect.
Thing every year.
You know what?
I've had one really bad snowstorm.
It always has been.
Eight.
That's
when I was like 8 years old.
So
that's 40 years ago almost.
When our son was about 12. So it would have been way past the last time you remember a lot of snow in Charlotte. We had, you know, like 14 inches in like where we're at now in Charlotte. It's not often, but once it when it does happen, you. I mean, this is why you should just have your basics covered in your house anyways, right? You shouldn't have a need to run out to the grocery store and get a ton of stuff. And it's not like you didn't know the snow was coming last weekend if you're paying attention to the forecast.
Well, it's not just that. It's when people go, you see people leaving 5 gallons of milk. Four, five loads of bread.
I told you, know, they're making French toast for their neighborhood.
Holy cow. 12 loaves of bread. I'm like, dude, really?
First off, can you never say holy cow again?
Holy cow. I mean, really? How much bread do you need? Okay.
Can I make that as a soundbite? Sure. Like, I would love to make that.
Hey,
here is the mister's holy cow segment.
Hey, no, you can do anything you want. Oh, you're the producer of the show. You can do
have
it.
Own show on that.
I could, actually. I mean, I have many own shows, so I mean, you know.
Oh, we should make that a
he
show.
He could have a whole hour.
All I know is I hear the
mister's holy cow.
I hear the shows in my head.
And that's
boo.
Okay.
Boo.
I can't say voices.
As long as all the voices aren't yours, I'm okay.
No, they're not all mine. Unfortunately, sometimes it's you, sometimes Steven. Once in a while, Big Shot would be in there. Baby.
I like how I'm in there.
Yeah. You're in the Thanks. Mix. Yes.
Yeah. Usually, one won't throw an egg at you. And you know what's sad is
you're
why
throwing our precious eggs at no, Steven
now? No, like, why are they precious?
Here's what I'm thinking. You know, we have snow. We have Snowmageddon here in Charlotte. All right. In California, San Diego, they move a team, and there's a guy throwing eggs at the facility of the. Yeah,
I
why
love you that.
Throw
that's
the
a
eggs
fan.
At the
that's
facility?
A fan. That's a fan. Actually,
that's a
true California.
Fan.
It's sad. Those poor chickens.
What?
What?
Oh, he wasn't throwing the eggs at chickens.
I know, but his precious eggs now that he...
You do realize that eggs are never... They're not like on a path to becoming a chicken, and then they're given to you. They're specific.
That's not how it works? Oh, man. I thought
no,
it was.
It is how... I mean, there's other stuff that has to go on.
Well, see, at a young age, the egg decides whether it wants to be a chicken or an egg.
Well, no, because there's frankly other stuff that has to go
suicide
on.
Suicide or live?
What is that?
I mean...
That's not how an egg works.
You say an egg or, you know, if you are egg, you ain't going to be around anymore. Come on.
Well, no. You'll
what?
Be, what does that mean?
Would you, really... be, would you rather be scrambled or fried?
Scrambled.
I'd rather be scrambled with some cheddar and...
I'd like to be
like
poached and placed on an English muffin with some Canadian bacon.
Why are we talking about
Canadian sauce? You're all
right.
There we go.
All right. Moving on. We are done.
What? We're not talking about poaching eggs?
We're not.
I like poaching eggs.
We're not talking about the snow anymore, is what
we're not poaching snow.
Next, we'll be talking about Eggs Benedict and eggs omelets and everything else.
Let's get on that for a minute. Eggs Benedict's overrated.
Stop. All right, so let's go into funny family moments. I feel like this is one right now. So this is a great segue.
Are you going first today?
No,
mister?
You go ahead. You go ahead.
What were we talking about on the way over here this morning that you said I should use today for my
funny family moment?
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now.
I was driving.
That's not my responsibility.
What?
Texas.
Actually, this is becoming a funny family moment. What?
I'm trying to remember exactly what you said.
Oh, I don't know. So many amusing things so early in the morning.
So you guys just want to skip the things that make you go,
no,
I'm ready.
No.
We got one of those.
No. So I'm sure it was probably something with mom, wasn't it? or maybe it was your mom. So the mister's mom, today is her birthday.
Oh.
And
happy birthday, mom.
Happy birthday, mom. And so they talked a little bit on the phone yesterday. And I always kind of, it's nice when the mister talks to his mom, so it warms my heart. But we end up kind of making our arrangements for the weekend as we're talking. But it's always kind of funny to me to watch, you know, mother son relationships from a distance. So I was just kind of, and maybe it wasn't funny, but it was certainly heartwarming. So what about you, love? What was your funny family moment? What
part of it? You can go ahead and say it. Listen, it's always my wife gets mad at me if I don't talk to my mother long enough. So last night we're talking, and she says something. I was like, now are you glad I'm talking to her longer tonight?
See, normally it's the other way around with people. Not, you know, like, well, with me, I know that, like, talking to my mom too much. But
no, sometimes, you know, you need to talk to, you know, so the mister, you know, when we get a chance to talk to his mom or to go see them, you know, you should take take some time to do that, especially when it's her birthday
coming
up. Absolutely. So, but did you have a funny family moment, love?
Every day is funny.
What's funny?
Why?
What was mine this week? Gosh, I had one earlier.
Was it about
Matt,
go ahead.
I think our next segment's going to be funny, but, you know, family advice will be funny this week. But I was going to say, what was the funny moment this week?
Wow.
We had a lot of funny moments. I mean, we usually do. I want to save that for later.
Oh, wow.
What was the one? What were you doing yesterday? No, today. I mean, as a matter of fact, today. All right, fine. We'll go with today. You were in the studio, and you're watching a show on your phone.
Yeah.
And you're like, I wish I had a headphone to play.
No, that's not what I said.
What'd you say?
You guys said you should put your headphones on, and I said I don't have any.
I wonder where you can find a headphone in the studio.
I said I don't have my headphones with me, but there are probably like 10 pairs of headphones in here, so.
Right, so which is funny, too, because we're sitting here, I wish we would jug it out a little bit longer and see how it would,
too. Yeah.
We should put headphones on like we're listening to each other.
And that would be way better.
That's what I'm saying. Now we do it that way.
I'm so glad that I could be a part of your amusement today.
Oh no, you helped. You definitely.
Yeah,
helped.
Yeah, no, you helped. You get the award for helping us.
You
today.
Get two thumbs up.
Yeah,
two thumbs up.
Thumbs up. There you
go. All right, so I admit I should have just been like, hey, do any of these headphones have a 3.5 millimeter jack? But. I did get my headphones, and I did listen to my show without bothering the mister and Steven while they were watching wrestling.
No, that's called show prep. We were show prep.
There was show prep involved in that.
I didn't. There was no judgment there. It was a statement of fact.
Yeah, but you know, we had to get with the producers in.
As our niece would say, true fact.
True fact.
Yeah. See, that could be her segment of the week.
True fact. Yeah, that will be.
Actually, she and I could do a whole show on true fact.
Yeah, that would be something.
Wow.
I got probably funny family moments have to be mothers. I mean, when we talk to each other's mothers, it's just, it's like, mom, I already downloaded it for you, or I did. You know, just talking to your mother when they call is just funny. Because it's always something.
Well, like, there was... Go ahead. Sorry.
Go ahead. Yeah, no. I'm sorry. No, this is yours. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Just go please finish. I'll hold mine.
No, you go ahead.
Wow. She's even being respectful enough to say she'll hold it.
She
here,
said,
right?
Please. Yeah. Make sure. What what time she said, please, remind me so I can
she
get it.
She said, please, at 14 minutes.
All right, because I'm going to put it on my phone so I can have it. Next time you call me and say, please, ring, please, please, please. This will be a repeater.
It'll be a repeater.
Could you finish your story?
I'm finished. Go ahead.
I was saying, or the other, you know, today's funny thing. So the Mr. and I have been contemplating relocating ourselves, you know, kind of into the city.
No.
And what?
He's already said it.
It just so happens that the condo directly across from my parents is available to rent. So,
just so
I said to my mom, I'm like, hey, guess what happens. The condo right across from you is available.
It just so happens.
So she was like, what? So I said, no. I think this is perfect. We can live across the hall
you
from
told
each
her?
Other. Yeah, I did tell her. Oh, no, Dad was like, oh no.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't even think he's all that thrilled that we're looking in the building.
But I guess she was very thrilled, wasn't
no,
she?
No.
So,
you know, we have a great relationship because we do not live in the same house.
That's good.
Actually, I'm going to go with a funny family moment here because I keep getting updates. So my stepson, who, you know, I adore and everything, I keep getting his Yahoo emails. So it's very interesting to get your stepson's.
Why are you getting his Yahoo emails?
His phone had stopped working. So he took one of our older phones that the mister had and stuck his SIM card in it, which works great. But if you don't actually go through and kind of like wipe the
phone,
right?
The funny thing that I love is I got an update from GameStop that the new Nintendo Switch was on pre-order. So I noticed that yesterday. I reminded my wife about it because I saw the email.
On our son's account, yeah. Not his own. And he didn't really see the whole email. He just sees the, you know, you're just seeing the
subject line,
right? Unless
I click on
it
and read it, it'll let me read it, but I'm not.
It will log you in?
Yeah.
Wow. Yahoo really, really sucks. Yeah.
And this moment is brought to you by Yahoo. Get your mail
in a bad way. It's
bad
enough they had a massive breach that's required me to change our AT&T password like 100 freaking times.
I had an old Yahoo account and I got hacked from it.
But
I can't
here,
even know.
Our son adds the account to another phone, accidentally ties it to the mister's account, and it never asks him to authenticate. That's a problem.
Yeah. That is kind of weird. You're right.
That's a problem.
Well, that's Yahoo for you.
Yes. So brought to you by Google.
Brought to you by Google. All right. Well, let's move on. We got a little bit of time left, so let's run into family advice.
Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right.
I don't think I am.
How to deal with your spouse during football playoffs. I know.
I leave the house. There's no need to deal with anything. I'm out.
Here, 10 ways to survive football season.
Is the first one leave the house? It should be. Get your
nails done.
No,
here you go. Football time is you time. Reserve football for me.
Yep.
It says me. Find a fun hobby and jump in and sign up.
Yep. Leave the house.
If you're watching kids meet up with other parents, vice versa, whatever. Ask for payback is number two.
Payback.
Watch a game of your hubby. Then demand that he watch something you're choosing.
I'm doing this tomorrow.
Mister, I really don't think you want to keep reading this.
You can't do it tomorrow. Tomorrow's Sunday.
I'm saying you're going to watch your game tomorrow, and then I'm going to make you watch 3.5 hours of something excruciating that I yell at.
You don't even like it. Come out. All right. You don't like any of that other stuff.
I know, but just.
So I ain't got to worry about it. I win-win.
No, in order to have full payback, I will put myself through the pain of one of those other activities.
Here's something you need to take some advice on this one for me. Be a host. if your significant other can't be turned away from football.
You want to put your hand down while you're saying this.
If your significant other can't be turned away from football Sundays, try bringing the party home. House a football watching shindig.
Was this written by a dude?
No, it's a lady.
I know. No.
It says, number four, take breaks together.
All right.
What break?
So I guess the 12 and a half minutes during halftime.
Right. Keep in touch. You know it's impossible. Find time to call anyone back these days. Football Sundays are the best time to make actual phone calls. Call your mother.
So bug your friends?
Call your mother.
Hey, you may not like to watch football, but why don't you bug your friends who are probably watching football with their husbands?
Call your mother. Call your sister. Call people.
They're busy.
That's what it's saying. That's what it's saying. It's saying keep in touch with people you haven't usually talked to on Sunday.
How about do what you're supposed to be doing on Sunday and spending the day contemplating your creator?
Okay.
Helping in your community.
We're talking about football here. But yes, that's another.
Well, this is for people who aren't going to watch football, right?
Right.
Okay. Find a hobby.
Oh, I'm not through the whole list yet. Oh, it might be down there at the end. All right. It might be. It might not. Let me get finished. Find a hobby. We already talked about it. Catch up on your TV watching. So other shows like Georgia
TV.
But
what if you can't catch up on the TV watching?
Yeah, what if you only have one TV?
Well, if you have like a tablet or something, Netflix, Georgia TV. No, I know not everybody does. I'm just saying. Can I get through the list?
I am getting him riled up good.
It's only 21 minutes.
Pampering. get a haircut. You know, go do your nails.
Pampering.
Thank you. Day trip away. Visit nearby friends. Go to a zoo. See a movie. Something like
that.
Did I not at the beginning of this list say leave the house?
Well,
one of these has been leave the house.
Once again on this show, let me get through the list.
It's a really long list.
It wouldn't be that long if you let me get through it. I'll be done.
How many more items are there?
There's one more.
All right.
If you would, shh for a minute, I would be done already. Oh, Lord. If you can't beat them, join them. Just sit down with your husband and join them.
Is that really the last one?
So all but three of them were leave your house.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, but you know, still at the same point, let me get through the list.
Or be like me and snuggle up with your hubby. And then get uncomfortable because you sat there for 5 minutes and then make his life miserable the rest of the time he's watching.
Right,
the game.
Which is very uncomfortable.
For me. All right. Well, that's going to end the first segment here.
Yay.
So I don't get to give advice? Or was my advice to leave the
you
house?
Kept that was your advice. You kept talking during the whole segment. How can you give advice? You already gave it. Every time I say number one, leave the house. Number two, leave the house. Number three, leave the house. Number four, leave the house.
No, she only said three times. Don't say four. It wasn't four times. Anyway. All right, we're going to take a break here. Join us in segment two. For everyone else, check us out on the Mr. and Mrs. Show.com, Facebook, and Twitter. You like a drug to me, luxury, my sugar.